琴日有个弟兄问我，佢话你听日交通乜嘢？
So yesterday evening, a brother asked me, "So what are you going to share about tomorrow?"
系咪又系以弗所书啊？
Is it going to be the Book of Ephesians again?
我话系啊。
I said yes.
咁佢话咁长气嘅。
So he said, "Why are you so long-winded?"
因为主嘅话语真系好丰富。
Because indeed the Lord's words are abundant.
所以今朝早仍然嘅同弟兄姊妹交通以弗所书。
So today, this morning, we will continue to share on the book of Ephesians.
请我哋打开以弗所书第六章。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
由第十节开始，我哋再读一次。
So starting from verse 10, let us read.
以弗所书第六章。
Book of Ephesians chapter 10. Chapter 6,
第十节
verse 10.
请听我读啊！我还有没了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，作刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，要就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的争战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔争战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求。
Listen as I read, starting from verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit and with this in view. Be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. And pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that once again we can come before your presence. Lord, may you be with us. Because you have once said that if two or three are gathered together, that you would be within their midst. And today, so we gather in your name that we would be here under your name. Lord, may you open our eyes. That we can see the mystery that is within your word. That we can be enlightened. That we would not only know you from the outside, but also to really truly know you. And through your own words this morning, that you would remind us. And teach us.
让我们在你的面前，让我们要得 站稳我们的地步。
That in your presence, Lord, that we would be able to stand firm.
夸我们的主的得胜。
And that we can boast of our Lord's victory.
叫仇敌蒙羞。
That the enemy would be shamed.
神的儿女得以蒙福。
And that the children of God, children of God would be blessed.
你这样的仰望祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 所以我今早就好愿意继续同弟兄姊妹交通这个题目，教会是基督的精兵。
So today I would like to continue on this topic of the church as a good soldier of Christ.
曾经同弟兄姊妹交通过这一大段的说话，就是拿起神的全副的军装。
So I had shared previously this passages of the full armor of God.
所以里头又让我们看见这个要以真理作为我们生活的力量。
So we've seen that we would use truth as the strength in our lives.
有真理我们就可以能够有力量来活出主自己的见证来。
So if we have truth, we would be able to live out the Lord's testimony in us.
我们中文都有句说话叫做理直气壮，是吧？
So in Chinese we have a saying, if you are right, you can stand up.
那个中文那个理呢，是说啱不啱，但是在基督徒的身上面，我们讲到成个真理。
So that word in Chinese is whether you're right or wrong, but in Christ, we are talking about truth.
神的真理。
God's truth.
然后我们又知道所有的办事情，我们对人，我们的生活，我们的一切都要以有神的公义为我们的准则。
So also know that in our dealings with people and everyday life that we would have righteousness as our guide.
Yeah. 我们所去所到的地方
and everywhere that we would go,
我们都要带出神的性情。
We would live out the characteristics of God.
就是基督的香气。
Which is the fragrance of Christ.
让周围的人在我们中间的人都能够享用到这神我们的主的性情那个的丰富。
So all those around us can also experience the fragrance and the characteristics of our Lord.
这个世界满了有仇恨。
This world is full of
hatred.
忧
愁。
Sorrow.
斗争。
Warfare.
各方面的凶恶不忠不良。
A lot of immorality and bad.
但是我们用基督那个香气，就是表现在这个基督的仁爱、喜乐、和平。
But with the fragrance of Christ, we would show peace and joy.
And
kindness.
忍耐、恩慈、良善。
Patience, kindness, faithful.Gentleness.
Yeah. 各方面相信弟兄姊妹，我们读这个圣灵所结的果子你就看到那些基督的香气的出现是从主自己的性情那里来。
And we know from reading the fruit of the Spirit that we know all of these fruit are from our Lord Himself.
并且呢，我们仰望那位信心创始成终
And we look upon that Christ, the creator of all things,
来到抵挡仇敌一切的攻击
so that we can withstand all the attacks from the enemy.
除此之外，仲要常常去提醒我们自己
Other than, also, we would also want to be reminded often,
保持我们心思里面的纯洁
to hold on to our purity in our hearts.
又用神的话作为宝剑
and to use the word of God as a sword
来对付仇敌
to deal with the enemy
来保护
to protect the word of God
但是今早我们愿意和弟兄姊妹 就繼續交通第十三節。
So today we will want to continue to study the verse 13.
盼望我哋能夠喺集中喺第十三節同埋第十四節。
So we can focus on verses 13 and 14.
嗱，所以請我哋睇。
So let us look.
第十三節啊。Ephesians
chapter 6 verse 13.
那裡怎麼說啊？所以要拿起神所賜的全副軍裝，好在磨難的日子抵擋仇敵，並且成就了一切，還能站立得住。所以要站穩了。
So what does it say there? Verse 13. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore.
我再读一次，并且成就了一次，还能站立得住，所以要站稳了。
I'll read it one more time. And having done everything, to stand firm, therefore.
所以作为基督的精兵的神的儿女，
So as a good soldier of Christ, we children of God, we need to put on the full armor of God. And also, we have to be able to stand firm.
我记得出埃及记第十二章啊。
So I remember in the book of Exodus, chapter 12,
第四十一节嗰度话俾我哋听，当以色列人佢哋离开埃及嘅时候。
So in verse 41, as the Israelites were leaving Egypt,
出埃及记十二章嗰度就系咁讲话，正满了四百三十年嘅那一天，耶和华嘅军队从埃及地出来了。
So it says in Exodus chapter 12 verse 41, And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the same day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
以色列人在神的面前作为神的儿女，但在埃及地，圣经说他们是作奴隶。
So we know that the Israelites were slaves in Egypt.
但是在他们出埃及的时候，
But when they left Egypt,
神称这一班本来为奴的，
God called these who once were slaves.
称他们做什么？
What did he call them?
这节的圣经告诉我们，神称他们为耶和华的军队。
So they were called the hosts of the Lord.
这一班本来呢好像是乌合之众的。
These who were people of Nobody's.
Yeah. 但是如今成为了神的军队。
But now they were the hosts of the Lord.
所以意思就是神要将他们救出来。
So the meaning therefore is that the Lord wanted to save them out.
在他们的身上有一个目的。
There was a purpose in them.
神要他们做耶和华的军队。
So that they would be the army of God, Jehovah.
今天神的儿女，你和我。
So today, as children of God, you and I,
我哋一直嘅讲话，我哋喺呢个属灵嘅征战嘅里头。
We say that we are within this spiritual battle.
而你同埋我都喺呢个属灵嘅征战里边嘅兵。
And you and I, we are in as we are soldiers within the spiritual battle.
因此，以色列人系神耶和华军队嘅军队。
And the Israelites were the army of God.
今天你同埋我都从呢、这个黑暗从这个罪恶的里面出来。
So you and I today, we are also been brought out of darkness.
你也都 是耶和华的军队第一员。
You too are a part of the army of Jehovah.
所以弟兄姐妹，因此不论你是年纪大或者年纪小。
So no matter if you are old or young,
或者说你信主的年日长或者短，
or you've believed in the Lord for a short period of time or for a long time,
你知不知道你都是这个耶和华军队里面的一员。
Do you know that you also are a soldier in the army of Jehovah?
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们即了解到我们自己的身份。
So, brothers and sisters, if we realize our position,
我们就知道，我们就要晓得神 要喺我哋身上边作嘅系乜嘢啦。
Then we would understand what it is the Lord would have us do in our lives.
不过我要话俾弟兄姊妹听，神要嘅唔单止系一个兵。
But I want to let you know that it's not just a soldier that the Lord wants.
佢要得着一班嘅精兵。
He wants good soldiers in his army.
作为精兵，除咗要穿上军装之外
，as a good soldier, other than putting on the armor,
还要能够站立嘅。
You still need to be able to stand firm.
你知道啦，即使你着好军装，如果瞓低咗咧
，You know that if even if you put on your army and you but you were laying down.
咁啊，如果唔系你唔系伤咧，就可能系死咗啦。
So you're either injured or you are dead.
所以咁样作为战争咧，系冇用嘅。
So on the battlefield, that is of no use.
所以作为精兵，要站稳，要站住。
So as a good soldier, you need to be able to stand firm.
从以弗所书第六章从第十节开始咧，弟兄姊妹，你读过，你会发觉到。嗰度一直系有几个字系讲到呢个站立嘅，呢个咁样嘅语句吓。
So in the book of Ephesians, as we started reading from verse 10, we can see that the word stand firm, shows up several times.
嗱，有圣经嘅，我哋睇下，第一次讲咧系第十一节。
So for those of you who have a Bible, the first time it is mentioned is in verse 10.
嗱，佢话要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Verse 11, put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
嗱，喺中文嘅圣经里边咧，将呢个站立呢个 stand firm 系翻漏咗啦，系冇翻到出嚟，佢只不过系将嗰个抵挡魔鬼个诡计嚟翻出嚟啫。
So in the Chinese translation, it's missing the stand firm. It just mentions the schemes of the devil, being able to resist.
咁啊，有十三节。
So verse 13.
咁我哋自然就睇到啦，呢个还要能站立得住。
So very clearly, we can see to stand firm.
啊，有啲嘅英文嘅翻译咧，就系翻咗 still be standing.
And in certain translations in English, it says to still be standing.
或者 hold your ground 咁样样吓
，or to hold your ground。
咁啊，十四节
，verse 14，
站稳了
，stand firm。
啊，等先，好清楚，短短有呢几节嘅圣经。
So it's very clearly, brothers and sisters, within these few verses，
呢个站立呢件事情咧系好紧要。
This matter of standing firm is very important。
从原文嗰度嚟睇见。这个字呢是站起来或者说坚定不移。
So in the original language, this word stand firm means to stand and not be moved.
站在那一个 的位置上面。
To stand in your position.
站在神要你站的一个地方。
Stand in the position that God wants you to be.
所以有一个中文的翻译是1959年的翻译，
所
以他就这样翻译，或者英文都看看可不可以翻到。他说，所以呢就取用神的全副军装，好使你们在凶恶的日子来到的时候得以抵挡，并且在战斗中坚持到底，屹立不摇。这样。
So in a translation in Chinese in 1959, there's a specific translation that it says,that you will be able to resist in the evil day and having done everything, be able to stand firm and not be moved.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果作为基督的精兵，
So as a good soldier of Christ,
除了有一个完整的这个的军装之外，
besides having a full armor of God,
还需要有一个坚强的一个意志，
you also have to have a very strong will.
这个意志就是什么呢？
What is this will?
就坚定不移的态度。
Is that attitude of standing firm and not be moved?
好像我们能够了解的就是不为恶势而低头。
And we understand to not bow your head to evil.
所以有这个翻译就是steadfast, 有一个 steadfast 的 mind does not waver, 就不会 要动的。
So to have an attitude of being steadfast and not wavering.
站立得住，能够站立得住，除了一个坚强的意志。
To be able to be steadfast, stand firm, other than to have a strong will.
除了我们能够在敌人的面前挺身昂首之外。
To be able to stand up to the enemy.
重要留意的就是说我们要看到我们是站在哪一个位置上面。
We have to see in what position are we standing in.
你今天站在哪里呢？
What position are you standing in today?
我们请你看哥林多后书第二章第十四节。
So let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
哥林多后书第二章十四节，佢哋就话：感谢神，常遂领我们在基督里跨城。
Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ.
感谢神，常遂领我们在基督里跨城。
Thanks be to God, who always leads us into triumph in Christ.
所以就一節的聖經，弟兄姊妹，我們看見我們今天站在哪裡。
So within this verse we can see where we are, where we stand today.
如何的來到可以得勝。
So how do we gain, how to gain victory?
好，我們今天站在哪裡。
So where are we standing today?
啊，站在哪裡？
Where do we stand?
站在哪裡？
Where?
在基督裏
面。 In Christ.
聖經裏面很多的詞句，無論是以弗所書、哥羅西書，我們讀的，你一定常常你會見到這個字，在基督裏面。
So oftentimes you'll see in the Bible this term in Christ.
在基督裏面。
In Christ.
這個是很重要的一個詞的，弟兄姊妹。
So this is a very important term.
相信我们听过，不单止听过，我们自己都可以说。
Not only have we heard it, but we ourselves say this.
但你明不明白个意思？
But do you understand the meaning?
什么叫做在基督里？
What does it mean to be in Christ?
在基督里的意思就是说，以主耶稣基督成为我们一切，成为我们的生活的范围。
So in Christ means to have Christ in all areas of our life as a reality.
我们生活的范围，这个 boundary 就是。
Okay, so it is the boundary of our life.
在基督耶稣里面。
And it is inside Christ, the boundary.
弟兄们，不是说你来到这个地方。
And it, so, brothers and sisters, it's not saying that you come to this place.
这一个地方只不过是一个聚会的地方。
This place is just a meeting place.
但是我们要在基督里，就是说在神的身体，基督的身体的里面。
So if we say we are in Christ, that means we are inside the body of Christ.
而这个身体里面有基督耶稣的实际。
And inside this body, there is a reality of Christ.
这个就包括我们的信、爱和我们望、指望。
And this includes our faith and our hope and our love.
神将基督这个赏赐给我们，将这个生命来到赐过给我们。
So God gave us this life.
这个生命有着基督的性情在里头。
And this life includes the characteristics of Christ.
所以当神将基督这个生命给过我们的时候，
So when God gave Christ to us,
在我们里面要有这个基督的性情在里面。
So within us, we should have the characteristics of Christ.
因为神已经将这个生命赐过给我们了。
Because God has already given us this life.
所以但是 呢个性情嘅嘢唔系，亦都唔系可以一朝一夕就咁样可以表现出嚟。
But these characteristics cannot be overnight be represented.
所以喺地位嘅上边，我哋都系喺基督耶稣嘅里头。
So our position is within in Christ.
但系喺生命嘅实际嘅上边，要彰显神嘅性情嗰、那个喺我哋中间能够表现出嚟，我哋需要操练。
But the reality is that we need to be able to, we need to practice this characteristics of Christ.
就系正如一个细佬哥佢慢慢嘅长大嘅时候
，just like a child who slowly grows，
佢嗰个性情就渐渐嘅慢慢嘅嚟到表现出嚟。
His personality will slowly be revealed.
嗱，开头嘅时候可能佢系你睇唔到乜嘢。
At first you may not see much.
但系佢嗰个性情已经系喺呢个生命嘅里头嘅。
But that personality, that characteristics are already in that life.
但系需要去到一个地步，一直嘅学习，一直嘅操练，然后嗰个性情先出嚟。
And slowly with practice, this characteristics, this personality slowly is revealed.
我讲嘅喺我哋嘅中间系基督嘅性情嘅表现，唔系我呢个人。
And I'm talking about the characteristics of Christ being revealed, not myself personally.
我哋头先班上边或者弟兄姊妹，你哋嘅喺班上边，你都读过哥罗西书噶啦，第二章。
So we are reading in class, Book of Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章第六第七节。大家都好都读过，就是话我哋要遵他而行。
And we've all read the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 6 and 7 says, walk ye in him.
但弟兄姊妹，我哋一定要留意噶，佢话你哋既然接受咗主耶稣。
But you have to pay attention that it says, therefore as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord.
嗰啲已经接受咗基督耶稣嘅人。
Those who have already received Christ Jesus.
有一件事他们要做。
One thing that they must do.
以至到他基督的性情才可以能够在你的身上表现出来。
In order for the characteristics of Christ to be revealed in them.
做什么呢?
What is that?
就当遵他而行。
And that is to walk in him.
做他所做的事。
Do the things that he does.
活在有这个翻译就是 live in Christ.住喺佢嘅里边
，to live in Christ，
喺佢嘅里边嚟到生根建造
，to live inside and be rooted and built up in Him，
信心坚固
，to establish your faith，
正如你哋所领受嘅教训，咁你嘅心亦都增长啦。
As you have been taught that you would continue to grow，
所以睇见弟兄姊妹，我哋要操练我哋呢个性情。
So you see, brothers and sisters, we have to train this characteristics。
Practice, we have to 嘅性情能够喺我哋嘅身上边嚟到显出嚟。
And we need to practice this so that the characteristics of Christ would be revealed in us.
呢个系一点，但系我哋要喺呢个基督耶稣嘅范围嘅里边嚟到生活。
And that we would have to live inside the boundaries of Christ.
咁你话可能你就会问话你我哋点样先至算系？在基督的范围的里面啊。
So you may ask, what is it? How are we inside the boundary of Christ?
你又说这个聚会的地方又不是那个范围。
Yeah, we're in the boundary of Christ. You say this building is not, so what is considered in the boundaries of Christ?
当然你又不是说我每一次来聚会走在基督里面，这样行出去就不在基督的里面。
So,
不是这样的意思了。
Therefore, it doesn't mean that every time I'm in here, I'm in the boundary of Christ, and when I walk outside, I'm no longer in the boundaries of Christ.
啊，咁究竟系咩意思呢？
So what does it mean?
咁又要遵他而行，又喺佢里边生根建造，咁点样先至喺佢里边啫？
So you say we have to walk in Him and be rooted. So how is it to be in Christ?
弟兄姊妹，既然基督唔系。我哋肉眼所见。
So if Christ is not something we can see，
咁样样，我哋好似睇唔到嗰个范围啊。
So if we can't see with our physical eye, then we can't see those boundaries.
但是圣经明明的这样讲给我们听, 我们要是这样做嘛。
But the Bible clearly tells us that we need to do that.
所以我想弟兄姊妹再看一节的圣经, 约翰一书。
So I would like brothers and sisters to look at one more Bible passage.
约翰一书第二章27节。
The book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 27.
你找不到了,不要紧,看这个上面,这个projector上面。So
if you can't find it, it's okay, you can look up at the project, the screen projector.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里,并不用人教训你们,只有主的恩膏在凡事上教导你们,这恩膏是真的不是假的,你们要按这恩膏的教训,住在主里面。
As for you, the anointing with which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
没错,基督,我们不可以用我们肉眼来看。
Indeed, we can't use our physical eye to see Christ.
但是我们怎样知道我们是活在他这个范围里面呢?
Then how do we know that we are living within this Christ's boundary?
怎样才算是在基督里呢?
What does it mean to be in Christ?
会不会你在基督里,我又不是在基督里呢?
Would it mean that you're in Christ, but I'm not in Christ?
兄姊妹,这个就需要圣灵在作指引,来成就这个指标。
So, brothers and sisters, we need the Holy Spirit to be our compass.
约翰一书二章二十七节就话俾我哋听。
So, the book of 1 John 2:27 tells us.
我哋要按着呢个恩膏嘅教训嚟到生活。
We have to live according to this anointing.
按着圣灵嘅引导嚟到做事情。
To do things according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
当我们接受圣灵的引导,
Once we receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
当我们接受这个恩膏的教训的指引的时候,
Once we receive the teaching from the anointing,
作法的时候,就是在基督的范围里面。So
when we do that, then what we're doing, the matter that we're handling will be within the boundaries of Christ.
所以他说,你们要按这个恩膏的教训,就是圣灵的引导,住在主的里面。So
that's why it says here, you have to follow the teaching of the anointing from the Holy Spirit.
凡事, okay, 再说。 凡是按着或者接受圣灵的引导来活，凡是按着里边嗰个嘅恩膏嘅教训嚟行事为人嘅。
So those who repeat it once, those who are following the guidance of the Holy Spirit and according to the teaching from the anointing,
嗰个人就系住喺主嘅里边，嗰件事就系就喺基督嘅里边。
So that person is living in Christ, and that matter is within Christ.
星期五那天,我们弟兄姊妹一起在这里有些交通。So
on Friday night, we had some sharing, the brothers and sisters here.
有个小弟兄就这样交通。And
a younger brother shared this.
他说,有一次在学校里面有一个很特别的活动。
So one time there was a special event at our school.
这个活动是有几天的,不知道星期六,星期日,星期五,星期六,星期日这样。
And this activity was spanned a few days.
他可以去,也可以不去。
He could choose to go or not to go.
在他的心里面,尤其是星期日的时候。
In his life, and especially on Sundays,
咁佢裏頭就佢係想去嘅，去參加呢個活動。
In his, he actually wanted to go to this activity.
但在他心里面, 有一个,
But in his heart, there was another idea.
他里面, 好像在提醒他, 喂, 星期日, 要聚会。
There was something reminding him that on Sundays, there's meeting.
於是在他的裡頭呢, 因著這件事, 就去參加這個活動, 還是不去參加這個活動呢?
So in his mind, there were two things pulling at him. Should he go to the activity or should he not go to the activity?
他裡面很清楚地知道,
and inside him, he was very clear.
他說,
he said, I know I should go to worship. Because this would please the Lord.
但我也很想去,
but I really want to go to this activity.
那么后来怎么样呢?
So what happened at the end?
他结果就去了,
so he went to that activity.
然后在那个活动里面,
so when he, during the time he was at this activity,
他就跟我们说,
his heart was very, he felt really bad inside his heart.
因为他放弃了去聚会,而去参加这个特别的,
because he said he had given up his time of worship for this activity.
我说这件事情, 弟兄姊妹,
so I say this,
要告诉我们, 在我们的里面,
as a reminder that inside us we have the Holy Spirit living.
圣灵会提我们,每当我们做某一件事情的时候, 圣灵会在我们的里面提醒我们,我们应该怎么做。
And the Holy Spirit will remind us and tell us what we should be doing.
这个就是恩膏的教训。
And this is the teaching from the anointing.
如果我们是住在他里面, 我们就听圣灵的引导,
so if we are living in Christ, we would listen to the Holy Spirit and follow the teaching from the anointing. And we will do what pleases the Lord.
但是若果我们这个人不听,
but if we don't listen,
不要接受这个指引,
and we don't want to listen to this guidance, so then we do the things that pleases ourselves.
这样所做的那件事情,
and so those things that we do would not be in Christ.
我希望大家能够都明白,
so I hope everybody can understand.
那个恩膏的教训在我们的里面, 给我们一些那些提醒,
that anointing, the teaching from the anointing reminds us.
几时我们听, 接受这个教训,
whenever we listen and we follow this reminder, then we are in Christ.
有一个,
so one more example.
在, 很久之前, 有一对的夫妇是刚刚信主的。
So a long while back, there was a couple who had just believed in the Lord.
咁当时喺中国大陆，可能呢对夫妇唔系好识字。
And at that time, back in China, this couple did not really know how to read.
咁所以对圣经嘅真理亦都唔系好认识。
So they were not too familiar with the truths within the Bible.
因为刚信主冇几耐。
Because they had just believed.
佢哋每年嘅冬天嘅时候咧, 嗰个见证又话俾我听, 每年冬天咧, 佢哋都自己酿一啲酒嚟到饮嘅。
So each time in the winter time, they would brew for themselves some wine.
因为那里不一定有暖气的,所以时时冷气上来,又要喝点酒来保暖,这样。
So where they lived, they didn't always have heating, so they would need to drink some wine to warm themselves up.
那年他们刚刚信了主之后, 但是冬天来, 他们仍然是自己酿点酒。
So at that winter, even though after they had just believed in the Lord, they had prepared for themselves some wine.
咁樣就食飯嘅時候，大家就拎啲酒出嚟飲啦。
So during one evening's meal, they brought out the wine to drink.
但係嗰個弟兄就喺嗰度有一個咁樣嘅思想，突然間。
So that brother had this thought all of a sudden.
好似基督徒唔應該飲酒嘅喎。
So maybe Christians aren't supposed to drink alcohol.
咁嗱，呢個argue嘅一個點啊。
So this point actually can be arguable.
其實聖經就話唔可以，我哋唔可以醉酒。
So, but in the Bible says, do not be drunk.
但係亦都冇鼓勵我哋去常常飲酒。
It doesn't encourage us to drink wine often.
聖經就話有種叫提摩太酒啊，你身體唔好嘅時候，你可以稍微用啲酒，呢個係可以嘅。
So, there's mention of a wine,
Timothy's
wine, where if you're not feeling well, you can take some. If you're not feeling well, if you're ill, you can take some of that.
But聖經就話明係不可以醉酒。
In the Bible, it states, do not be drunk.
但因為呢個弟兄，呢一對嘅夫婦對聖經唔係好對個真理唔認識。
So this couple, they didn't know the principles within the Bible too well.
所以就係裏邊有一個咁嘅感覺，好似唔應該飲酒。
So in them, they had this thought that, oh, maybe we shouldn't drink any alcohol.
咁個太太就話：，咁我去問下邊個弟兄啦，睇佢話可唔可以飲酒啦。So
the wife, the sister said, oh, let's go ask so-and-so brother, see whether or not we can drink this wine.
但係嗰陣時候，點樣走出去揾個弟兄呢？
But at that time, how were they able to go out and look for this other brother?
咁於是乎呢，後來呢，佢哋就冇飲到。
So at the end, they decided they didn't have any wine.
咁當佢哋交通出嚟嘅時候，
and when they shared about this,
咁人就問佢點解你唔飲啊？
And people asked them, well, why didn't you drink?
你可以飲㗎，但係你唔飲。
You're able to drink it, but you didn't drink.
你可以話係為咗保暖啊嘛。
You can say, well, it's for just to keep warm.
咁好多理由，但係個弟兄就話我冇飲啊。
And there could be many reasons, but then the brother said, I didn't drink it.
點解冇飲啊？
Why didn't he drink it?
因為裏邊嗰個主人唔肯俾我飲。
Because he said inside, the master said wouldn't allow me to drink it.
雖然佢唔知道裏邊嗰個主人係邊一個，但係我哋今日就知道呢個聖靈喺佢裏邊，要話俾你聽，你唔可以飲。
Even though at that time he didn't know who it was, but we know today that it is the Holy Spirit that told him not to drink.
弟兄姊妹，你好多時候你一定有咁樣嘅經歷嘅。So
brothers and sisters, oftentimes we will have these experiences.
就話你有一個好細、好輕微嘅聲音喺裏邊喺度話做呢樣或者唔做嗰樣。That
you have a very soft voice inside you to telling you what you should and shouldn't do.
但係外人係唔察覺得到，但係喺你裏嘅深處，你會聽到。And
others outside cannot see or hear, but you can.
但問題就話你接唔接受嗰個提醒？
The question is, will you listen to that reminder?
今日我哋喺呢度講話要住喺基督嘅裏邊，我哋就係住喺基督在基督裏呢個範圍嘅裏邊。
So today, when we say we are living in Christ, we are living inside the boundaries of Christ.
我哋就係講到呢一個嘅聖靈嘅引導喺靈裏邊嘅提醒。So
we're talking about the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the reminders inside us.
聖靈作咗佢嘅工，今日我哋接唔接受呢一個嘅提醒？So
the Holy Spirit has done His work. Are we willing to receive these reminders?
如果我哋接受，
if we accept,
我哋就在基督裏嘅範圍嘅裏邊，並且我哋係站立喺基在基督裏嘅範圍嘅裏邊。
Then we will be inside the boundaries of Christ, and we will be standing firm.
因此圣经话站稳了。
Therefore, the Bible says, stand firm.
我哋能够站稳啊，系因着我哋接受圣灵嘅指引。
We are able to stand firm if we accept the guidance of the Holy Spirit in all matters.
我哋站喺呢个范围嘅里边，就站对咗。
So we're standing in this position, we're standing in the right place.
如果唔系嘅话，我哋就站错咗。
Otherwise, you're standing in the wrong place.
因为圣灵嘅话一直一定系叫你多亲近主嘅。
Because the voice, the word of the Holy Spirit allows us to draw closer to God.
恩膏嘅教训唔会将你带离开基督嘅。
The teaching from the anointing will not allow you to draw farther from Christ.
所以嗰个嘅感觉叫你话，不如去睇戏啦，不如去饮酒啦，唔好聚会啦。嗰个肯定唔系圣灵嘅引导。
So those thoughts about telling you to, oh, let's go watch a movie, let's go drink, that's definitely not coming from the Holy Spirit.
如果你是听那一个的指引的话，那样你一定是站在错的地方。
If you listen to that teaching, then you are standing in the wrong place.
当你站在错的地方上面的时候，你一定是失败的。
So when you're standing in the wrong place, you will fail.
即使你说我有满身的这个军装，
even if you had equipped yourself with all the armor,
但是你仍然是错的，
you'd still be wrong.
你仍然会失败的，
you will fail.
因为你站在不准确的地位上面，
because you're standing in the wrong position.
你不站在准确，不是站在基督 的里面，这个失败是肯定的。
If you're not standing in Christ, then failure is imminent.
我想大家留意一下第十二节啊。
Everyone to pay attention to verse 12.
十二节嗰度话，因我哋并不是以属血气嘅征战。嗱，中文你有个细字吓，那个原文叫做摔跤。
So in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, it says, "Our struggle is not against flesh and blood."
啊，你个翻译唔知系咩嘢啊？你咩翻译
？In Chinese.
Okay.我这个King James 的翻译呢，就是讲到 For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. 是那个是讲到摔跤。
So in the different translation, it says a wrestle not against the flesh and blood. It speaks about wrestling.
大家知不知道这个摔跤的规矩是什么？
Does everybody know what the rules are for wrestling and wrestling?
啊，后生仔梗系知啦吓，摔跤唔系话点样先至赢咧，唔系话打到你焦头烂额或者系受伤，嗰个系输，嗰个另外嗰个系赢。
So in wrestling, it's not about beating your opponent to a pulp in order to win.
而系咧，嗰个赢嘅咧就系将你压到落嚟，叫你冇喐动弹不得。
It's about pinning your opponent so that they can't move.
或者话将你移开离开咗嗰个范围。
Or it means to move your opponent out of position outside the boundaries.
嗰个就叫做赢。
That is how you win.
是吧，所以有一个圈咁样，你见到成一个圈。一离开咗你拱咗佢出去，佢唔返得嚟呢，那呢个就是赢。
So you see oftentimes there's a circle, and if you push your opponent outside the boundaries, then they lost and you win.
今天我们讲属灵的摔跤。
So today we're talking about spiritual wrestling.
仇敌就是要将我们移离了本位。
So the enemy wants us to move outside the boundaries.
将我们移开了，那他就赢了，我们就输了。
To change our position, then that means we lose and he wins.
所以弟兄姊妹，仇敌随时用这样的诡计的。
So as you see, the enemy always uses these schemes.
叫我们离开本位，就是离开了主耶稣，离开了基督。
To move our position, to move outside of Christ.
我们知道我们始祖夏娃她失败，就是离开了本来的位置。
And we know that Eve, she had lost because she moved outside the position, the right position.
离开了本位，就没那个保护就没了。
And she left her proper position so that protection was no longer there.
仇敵就直接嘅嚟到攻擊佢, 將佢打倒。
And so the enemy came directly to attack her and took her down.
弟兄姐妹, 如果我哋唔係喺基督嘅裏邊,
So brothers and sisters, if we are not in Christ,
如果我哋唔接受恩膏嘅教訓嚟到行事為人,
if we do not accept the teaching from the anointing in our daily lives,
好多時候都係靠我哋自己呢個人嘅聰明智慧嚟到行事為人。
If we oftentimes just rely on our own selves,
靠著我哋自己嘅一啲嘅智慧、屬世嘅智慧。
If we rely solely on our own wisdom and the wisdoms of this world to live,
如果不是接受恩膏的教訓, 我們就接受自己的那個,
If we're not living according to the teaching of the anointing, that means we're living according to our own wisdom and our own beliefs. Our own,
yeah. Yeah. 無論我們有多聰明, 有多少智慧, 我告訴你聽, 你一定鬥不過魔鬼的。
So let me tell you, no matter how much wisdom, how smart you are, you're not going to outwit the devil.
看見嗎, 弟兄姐妹?
Can you see, brothers and sisters?
主說我們要在基督的裡面。
Lord says that we have to be in Christ.
在他那裡, 在他的裡面生根建造,
to be rooted in Him and built up.
不是在我們的聰明智慧的裡面,
not in our,
建造自己。
Not, should not be built up in our own wisdom.
我記得, 有一位弟兄, 我認識他很久的時間。
I remember a brother, I've known him for many, many years.
我們年輕的時候呢, 他呢, 就去找工。
So when we were young, one time he went to look for a job.
他去哪裡找工呢?
Where did he go to look?
他就去酒吧那裡找工。
He went to look at, in a bar.
去那裡做bartender, 我們就說, 喂, 你是基督徒, 去bartender那裡做bartender, 什麼意思呢?
So he applied to be a bartender, and then we asked him, well, you're a Christian, why did you go to the bar to be a bartender?
去酒吧那裡調酒給人家喝, 那他的理由就告訴我們, 我想去那裡拯救那些酒鬼嘛。
So his reasoning was that he wanted to make drinks there so he could save those alcoholics.
那裡很多罪人啊,
there are a lot of sinners there. I need to go in there and save them.
但結果呢, 半個靈魂都救不到啦,
but what were the results? He wasn't even able to save anyone.
等一會, 站錯了地位。
Brothers and sisters, he was standing in the wrong position.
而且自己騙了自己。
He was lying to himself.
因為這樣的事情,
you can see in a situation like that.
我們要在基督的裡面,
we need to be in Christ.
要照著聖靈在我們的裡面來引導,
to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
按照恩膏的教訓來行事為人,
and to live according to the teachings of the anointing.
我們接受那個,
if we accept this, then therefore we will be in Christ.
還有一點,
one last point.
非常重要,
extremely important.
我們剛才說, 位置, 我們知道站在哪裡, 還有怎樣去得勝。
So earlier we talked about position, where we stand, and so now how do we gain victory?
哥林多後書那裡就說到, 常率領我們在基督裡面跨勝, 是嗎?
So in 2 Corinthians it said, the one who leads us into victory.
常率領我們在基督裡面跨勝,
that he would lead us, always lead us triumph in Christ.
這個字跨勝是很特別的一個字來的。
So this word triumph is a very special word.
就是說, 不是我們親手, 或者說出手去贏了這場戰爭。
It doesn't mean something that we did ourselves with our own hands to win.
而是呢, 靠著基督耶穌他的得勝來宣告說我們都得勝。
But it was by His victory that we can claim a victory.
因為他是得勝的。
Because he triumphed.
所以我们在他里面,我们都得胜。
So therefore we too triumph.
没多久之前,这个三藩市巨人队打赢了World Series.
Not long ago, the San Francisco Giants had just won the World Series.
哇,你说整个三藩市多高兴啊。
The entire San Francisco was so happy.
简直是轰动得不得了,是吗?
It was a major event.
我不知道你们有没有去游街去看。
So I don't know how many of you went to the parade.
大家这么欢喜,这么快乐,这么疯狂。
So everybody was just mad with joy, happy.
我想问你一句,那些参加去庆祝那些人。
I want to ask if anyone went to the parade, for those who went to the parade.
究竟是你赢,还是他们赢?
So did you win, or did they win?
你有没有落场打过一个球?你有没有碰过那个球?
Were you on the field? Did you touch the ball? Did you play?
穿满了,giant,giant,又黑色,又黄色,这样回来。
So yeah, you might have worn all black or all orange.
是你去打吗?
Did you
participate?
Did you play in any of the games?
但是你经常说, we win, 我们赢,
but you would claim victory, we won.
誰贏呢? 是他們贏嘛, 關你們什麼事啊?
So who won? The Giants won. What does that have to do with you?
看見嗎, 弟兄姊妹?
Do you see, brothers and sisters?
蘇聯的爭戰也是這樣。
It's the same thing.
我們是沒可能。 我们去赢,
There's no way for us to win ourselves.
是基督耶稣他胜了,
It's Christ who triumphed.
而带同我们, 我都那个得胜都成为了我的得胜,
and causes us to triumph.
是这样来夸胜的,
This is how we boast in triumph.
所以并不是我们的什么功劳,
It's nothing that we did.
我们也从来都没出过手,
we had no part in it.
但是主耶稣的得胜,
It was the Lord Christ, Lord Jesus' victory.
因为他得胜的效果,
and so the effects, the results of his triumph were given to us.
叫我们都成为了这个胜利。
So allows us to also triumph.
我们真的没出过一招,
we didn't do one thing.
全部是主自己的作成,
and it was all Christ himself.
因为他的得胜,
because of his triumph, we too triumph.
所以我们今天要站在基督耶稣的里面。
So today we need to stand in Christ.
这样,那个得胜成为了我们的得胜。
Then that triumph will be our triumph.
原来在14节那里就说, 所以要站稳了。
So in verse 14 it says, therefore stand firm.
那个词句是一个命令式。
So that it's a commandment.
Yeah. 13节只是告诉我们,我们要站立在基督的里面。
So in verse 13 it just says, you should stand.
14节然后就告诉我们,所以要站稳, you stand firm.
So in 14 it says, therefore stand firm.
You hold your ground, you 站立.
So you have to hold your ground to stand firm.
然后, 因着那个全副的军装, 我们站在这样来服侍神。
So when we have the full armor, we can serve the Lord.
虽然我们的时间不够, 但是我觉得, 盼望我们都能够从神的话的里面, 看到, 亦都接受到指引, 好叫我们以后的日子, 我们的, 所行所作, 和我们整个人都奉神的喜悦。
Even though we're short on time, we don't have enough time, but hope that we can continue. We will stand firm and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our daily lives.
所以弟兄们一定要记住,今早早在基督里,和站立得住,这两句弟兄们一定要记得。
So one thing for our brothers and sisters to remember today is, stand firm and to be in Christ.
因为我们在这个属灵的争战里面,
because in this spiritual battle,
而这个属灵的争战不是说告诉你什么时候有什么时候,是时时刻刻的,在进行着。
And this spiritual warfare is constant, it's not now or later, but it's constant.
盼望我们在主的面前,当留心,也都是愿意体贴到神的心意,上。 在基督嘅裏邊。
And may we all be more alert and to be constantly aware of being in Christ.
讓我哋低頭祈禱。
Let's bow our heads for a prayer.
真愛主，但願你向我哋裏邊嚟説話。
Dear Lord, may you speak to us in our hearts.
讓我哋真係心竅得以打開，明白主你自己要向我哋講嘅説話。
Lord, really, indeed, open up our hearts to receive the words you have for us.
主啊，你今日唔單止要一隊嘅軍隊，但係你要我一班嘅精兵。
That not only do you want an army for you, but you want good soldiers.
願意我哋都喺你嘅面前成為你心裏邊嘅精兵。
May we all be good soldiers for you.
我哋一同嘅嚟到操練學習點樣樣係按著聖靈嘅引導。接受恩膏的教訓來到生活。
And that we can continue to practice following the guidance of the Holy Spirit and accepting the teaching from the anointing in our daily lives.
叫我哋呢個整個人同埋我哋所作嘅都能夠討你嘅喜悅。
That we and everything that we do would be pleasing to you.
恩待我哋眾人。
Deal kindly with us.
願榮耀都歸翻俾你。
May all the glory be given back to you.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.